Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls, and the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry, freshly born.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Smelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, from historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
Well, the river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round.
Tonight with musical guest Mike Vile, Dan Schuper, Michelle Schricker, music director John Baylor, and me, the announcer guy, Sid Schroyer, recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here's your radio host, George Schricker.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Welcome to the Little Moon Theater, actually. Here you're in the Little Moon Theater. We thought we'd write that out in French. We thought that might sound too highfalutin, so we just stuck with the Little Moon Theater, and it's so great to have you here. We have a special guest with us today. I can't wait to talk about him. And Sid and I are both big fans of this guy, right?
I really, really like Mike Vile's music a lot.
Yeah, me too. It's stuff I've just sort of fallen in love with. I saw him the very first time I saw him. Sid was up at Fiddler's Hearth up in South Bend, Indiana. And boy, he was something. You know, it was very noisy up there, and the beer bottles and stuff were clashing around. People were talking. Mike was like on target. And you'll see he has a lovely kinetic style that I just completely mesmerized me. And his intention with his music is so clear. Do you have any particular songs that you love about Mike?
Well, I especially like the last album, which is called "The A World That's Bigger," and the title track from that song, which I think Mike's going to do tonight. And that album particularly, there's just something about it that made me feel like, not that I'd heard it before, because that doesn't necessarily sound like a compliment, but that I somehow knew what I was hearing, that I made a connection with Mike's music. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I felt somewhat similar to the first time I heard Mike Vile. It was just kind of like this has been with me all my life or something. So it's really comfortable music to listen to. And I love this particular song that he's going to start out with because it's very hopeful. It's a very beautiful song. And speaking of that, let me introduce Mike Vile.
Hey. Hello. Thank you.
Hey, Mike, it's great to have you here.
It's so great to be back. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah.
First time on the radio show, but back here in Plymouth, Indiana.
I told Mike before the show that this the world that's bigger is kind of become like a mantra for me when, you know, kind of something I can focus on in a hopeful sort of way. You know, sometimes the world can get you down, and this is the kind of song that will bring you right back up.
That really captures the record, too, for me. Thank you for saying that compliment, because the record's about, basically, it's like it's a real life story between my wife and I, and our challenges of trying to have Ginny. You know the ending. We have a beautiful daughter named Ginny. She turns two on Tuesday, but we are, it was a hard road. So the record is about that struggle and beautiful moments of love and life, and I needed to start with a hopeful song in a world that's bigger, is it?
Mm-hmm. we don't know how big the world will be when we take it slowly down the road to the baseball field by the one-room schoolhouse with the pain that's built and the church won't share. The answers to the secrets in our prayers for you, sing them out, sing them strong, beat our doubt by helping you belong to a world that's bigger than you and me, a world that's bigger for endlessly, a world that's bigger than the length of the sea, a world that's bigger than you and me and love. Virginia, we don't know if we'll have to break the bank when we send you off to the school with the best college rank for the subjects of your choice that make you say that the world is bigger than you and me. The world is bigger for endlessly. The world is bigger than the length of the sea. The world is bigger than you and me. And the root of all heartache is a mile's rise. With these gentle words we try to calm your cries. You were born a spring baby during the last winter snow. Even Mother Nature doesn't know, doesn't know that the world is bigger than you and me. The world is bigger for endlessly. The world is bigger than the length of the sea. The world is bigger than you and me and love. Virginia, Virginia, Virginia. Virginia.
Wow, that was just great.
Oh, thank
that
you.
Was great. A world that's bigger. Wow.
Can I say that the record... I recorded it live in a cabin in northern Michigan, just a friend and I. It's just like a classic 70s record, just me on guitar. I just felt right to not do a band record and just kind of take it back to how I normally play. And I did it live. I didn't let any, and there's no computer fixing at all. So we had to do 150 takes to get the record done. Took 3 days. And that take right now, I kind of wish we had on the record. That one felt pretty good. That felt pretty good.
Well, that's a super song, and I'll be telling a story a little bit later that song inspired me to haul back out about my son when he was just about 3 years old. Mm. Anyway, you have been influenced by the songwriter Nick Drake,
mm-hmm.
And you have looking through your lyrics and reading your music, and I was struck by your phrasing. Do you think that was it phrasing you felt you got from Nick Drake, or what did...
I think I'm too close to my songwriting to really be able to see the forest from the trees sometimes. So I'm not really sure exactly where the influences seep into the writing. I know they're there. What I do love about Nick Drake, and I think is inspiring me, because I'm wordy. I mean, you can hear it in my voice right now that I like to talk. Former teacher. But Nick Drake's, he was able to do things with simple words and phrases, and his voice captivated an emotion with very great lyrics, but they didn't have to be very verbose. And I think I feel more free, and there's some songs on the record that feel a little more free to be more simple. And that's a good place to be right now as a parent.
Yeah.
Find the simplicity again, if you can. In the nap schedule, at least. So, yeah, I think it's there. It's there. It's getting there.
Right.
The finger picking, for sure. I mean, I'm trying to be more of a finger picking player. I'm such a flat picker, and Nick Drake's finger picking is what really motivates me to pick up the guitar during that nap schedule rather than take a nap myself and work on my guitar playing.
Yeah, that's great. And speaking of picking. You and John Baylor have worked up a song, haven't you?
We did. I'm so happy to have John.
You're
play
really
good on this song.
Another song that's just filled with hope, right?
It is. We're doing the hopeful stuff here today. That's good. When I play the Nick Drake song later, hopefully you'll hear the hope in it. But this one is definitely hopeful. Excuse me while I retune the guitar. My wife told me to quit my job as a teacher and be a full-time musician for a while because we weren't going to get any younger before we had kids. And
good wife.
Thank you, John. Yeah, you know what it's like. It's hard. It's a hard thing to be a full-time musician. It really is a calling. Of course, right when I quit, I got sick and had to cancel a whole bunch of gigs right before Christmas. Not a good time to get sick. And after that, I wrote this song to kind of give myself a pep talk. It's going to be okay. This is called Damn Fine Day.
I can read your eyes, I can see your sad, I can hear your heart beat away the bad, bad times we've fallen on. Found our lives stuck on pause, feeling endless strain, never find a cause. The world won't keep us down. Us down. Today will be a damn fine day. Today we'll pretend that it's a holiday. Get dressed in your best, dress me up in mine. We'll make the most of the meantime. Take you back to that summer day where we promised to never betray each other or those dreams we had. Let's go out, paint the town red, dance to your favorite song and do we crash and bend. The world won't keep us down. Us down. Today will be a damn fine day. Today we'll pretend that it's a holiday. Get dressed in your best and dress me up in mine. We'll make the most on the meantime. Even I admit there are days where I feel my spirit fade into the night that was once starlit. Stars rain when you smile. I don't know how I got this far behind the chase of a lucky star. It's only you I need. I need today. some fine day. Today we'll pretend that it's a holiday. Get dressed in your best and dress me up in mine. We'll make the most of the meantime.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's great. Let's give a hand to John Bailey. Great. Nice work on the mandolin there. Just terrific. Now, when did you get started on the guitar?
You know, I'm like every other fool who gets bit by the bug of music, and it partly happens in church when your parent makes you join the choir against your will as an elementary school child. And then I played a little piano, and neither of those things fully grabbed me, but the sense of music did. And when I quit playing music as a kid and picked up Nintendo, which is a dangerous disease, video games, we ended up going to Canada for a trip to visit relatives, and my distant cousin had just started playing guitar during the heyday of Nirvana and Pearl Jam. So one morning while we stayed there at their house, I got up before the whole family and touched the guitar for the first time, and that was it. Like, I was done. It was ugly. It sounded like an ugly E11 chord when you don't know where to put your hands, but that was it. So somewhere in middle school, I haven't looked back. And then, you know, there you are, stuck decades later with the guitar in your hand.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, thank goodness. And this guitar now has its own kind of life to it. You know, they're like creatures and pets. Yeah, when you have a special guitar you've had for almost 20 years, it knows you as well as your wife knows you.
You had a little accident lately, didn't you?
Right. Oh, man. So I released the record, which you spend like a year planning, which is, you know, and you're all excited about it. And the record's about life and death. And 3 days after the record came out, I'm crossing the street in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where I live, to play at the beautiful Arc music venue, legendary place. And out of nowhere, I got hit by a car. And I was carrying this guitar in the gig bag, thankfully, not the hard shell case, because the car hit me where I was carrying the guitar. When you get hit by a guitar... This is, well, it works for the same idea. When you get hit by a car, I didn't really know what was happening. I had hit a deer on tour a couple months before. So like the fear of hitting something when I'm driving is still with me. And I remember my leg wanting to hit the brake, even though the car was hitting me. And then not really knowing why I was seeing the sky. And I landed on my guitar, and then, so the story can go on, but what's really interesting is the police officer on the scene said, "Hi, Mr. Vile." Sure enough, the officer was a student from my classroom I taught my very first year, now an officer in Ann Arbor, Michigan. How weird is that? Surreal. The guitar and I have survived. I had to cancel a lot of gigs and touring, took a break, and I was in an air cast 3 days after I got hit by the car. My wife leans over and says, "I'm pregnant." So my head is still kind of spinning from this whole thing. That was not an accident, but fortunately. But, you know, still a surprise. And here, the guitar is covered in cracks, but more importantly, we're both still here excited to be here with you.
Well, we're going to hear, that's a wonderful story, especially the way you tell it. I mean, it's a terrible story, but you tell it wonderfully. And we're going to be back. I want to thank Sid Schroyer, and we'll be back with Mike Vile a little bit later in the program. We're upcoming is the Back to Nature Players. And also, we have John Baylor with a song, and I'm going to be telling you all a story about my son. So we'll see you after the break.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Smelter, the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.